94.9 Mix FM, Tucson's Christmas station. It's Greg and Mrs. Grant. You're like biting your tongue over there.
I'm waiting to hear where this is going to go.
Well, Mrs. G, sometimes we have to learn lessons in really embarrassing ways.
Okay.
It's just kind of part of growing up. Mm-hmm. If you're not embarrassed a little bit, you're probably not doing it right.
That's why I keep coming back every day to do this show.
See what I mean?
I embarrass myself. I don't even need any help.
Well, most of us, that's the way it goes. A first grade teacher whose school serves deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing students all in the same classroom found herself in the middle of one of those kind of embarrassing moments when one of her six-year-old deaf students passed gas in the middle of the classroom. And it became an issue because it was so loud that other students turned around and looked at him. And because he's deaf, he didn't hear it.
Right.
He didn't understand why all of a sudden everybody was staring at him.
Right.
And so for the next 15 minutes, the teacher found herself explaining to the group of her deaf students, completely through American Sign Language, that most people can actually hear when you do that.
Oh, boy.
And here's how she described the dialogue on social media.
Okay. This ought to be great.
Just going to read this for you. Kid one says, "Why are they staring at me?" Teacher, "Well, because they heard you fart." Kid one, "What do you mean?" Teacher, "Well, hearing people can hear when you pass gas." Kid two, remember, these are all deaf
right.
students.
Right.
Totally horrified, says, "They can hear all of them?" And the teacher says, "Well, not all of them, but some, yes." And kid three says, "Well, how do you know which farts they can hear and which ones they can't?" And the teacher thinks about it for a second. She says, "Well, you know how sometimes you can kind of feel your bottom move? A lot of those they can hear. But if it doesn't move, it's more likely they didn't hear it." And kid one says, "Tell them to stop listening to my farts. That is not nice." And the teacher says, "Well, hearing kids can't stop hearing farts. It just happens." And kid two says, "Well, I'm just going to stop farting then." And the teacher says, "Well, everyone does it. It's healthy. You can't stop."
Right.
Kid three says, "Wait, everyone? Even my mom?" Teacher says, "Yep." Kid two says, "My dad?" Teacher says, "Yep." Kid one says, "Even you?" Teacher says, "Yep." To which the kids, of course, lose it.
Right.
They burst out laughing.
Right.
And then get right back to the questions. Kid two says, "So hearing people can hear and smell all of the farts?" And this went on, and she's in it for like 15, 20 minutes. Imagine, though, I mean, put yourself in the point of view of those kids. How, like, eye-opening this must have been.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like you and me finding out that everybody can see our underwear. We've been under this illusion the whole time that that's private. Nobody knows it's happening.
Right.
So they can see the holes around the elastic? Do they know I've been wearing this same pair for 3 days? Like, that kind of thing.
Ay, ay, ay. I didn't need to know any of that. It was better when I couldn't see your underwear.
That was just an example.